Finance and economics.
Bond markets. A big number from Verizon. Companies are still taking advantage of low yields to raise debt.
Debt crisis? What debt crisis? The biggest corporate bond issue ever was completed this week. Verizon Communications, an American telecoms group, issued a whopping $49 billion of bonds in order to finance the buyout of Vodafone's stake in its wireless operations. That shattered the previous record, Apple's paltry $17 billion issue earlier this year. The scale of Verizon's offering may be unprecedented, but its foray into the bond markets is anything but. In the first 8 months of this year, $1.4 trillion of corporate bonds were issued worldwide, according to Dealogic, a data provider, compared with $1.3 trillion in the same period of 2012. Firms have been keen to lock in long-term financing at low yields, particularly since borrowing costs started rising after the Federal Reserve hinted in May at slowing its asset purchases. Oil and gas companies have been particularly enthusiastic issuers, according to Marcus Heisman of Morgan Stanley, especially in the Yankee market, where foreign businesses sell bonds, priced in dollars, mainly to American investors. Previously, many foreign firms would issue debt in euros and swap the proceeds into dollars, but regulatory restrictions on banks make that much more expensive these days. This year, 72% of investment-grade issuance has been in dollars, compared with 58% in 2009, according to Morgan Stanley. If companies fear that bond yields are set to rise, meaning that bond prices will fall, why are investors so keen to buy? There was plenty of demand to absorb the Verizon issue, for instance. Orders reportedly reached $100 billion. One reason is that corporate bonds offer a spread or excess interest rate over government bonds that is still attractive in historical terms. The average yield on 10-year investment-grade debt is 3.5%, compared with just 2.95% on Treasury bonds of the same maturity. The sheer size of the Verizon issue required it to be more generous towards investors, as did its BBB+ rating from Standard & Poor's, towards the bottom end of the investment-grade category. The firm offered a yield of over 5% on its 10-year bonds, for example, more than 2 percentage points above the equivalent Treasury issue. Many central banks, which hold a large part of their reserves in dollars, remain enthusiastic buyers of corporate debt. In addition, many investors in corporate debt are specialist fund managers who aim to beat the benchmark specific to their asset class, points out Paul Young of Citigroup. They care more about whether they pick the right bonds, as they are able to hedge the underlying interest rate risk. The influx of money nonetheless causes some to worry. The corporate bond market is a lot less liquid than it used to be, thanks largely to the effect of regulations on the willingness of banks to hold large inventories of corporate debt. This could cause a problem should bond investors want to sell their holdings in a rush. For the moment, however, that does not seem likely. Corporate balance sheets look strong, and the default rate over the past 12 months, even on speculative debt, was just 2.9%, according to Moody's, another ratings agency.